Yeah, it is. It is a satisfied dressing room. We would have liked to have it a bit more comfortable, considering how much we were dominant in the game in the first half. But sometimes you get just as much satisfaction when you have to grind the result out. And as a back four, we defended well, and it was tough. And at the end of the game, they put a lot of pressure on, but it's a nice feeling getting over the line.
Yeah, and the fact that you had to hold on at 2-0 for so long, there is a sort of a saying that going 2-0 up too early is doesn't make any sense, but it is a case, isn't it? You know, you don't know whether to stick or twist.
Yeah, 2-0 is never really the nicest scoreline, because if somebody gets a goal back in, then the momentum's all with them, and it can sometimes be tough to get yourself up. But we had a 5-minute period where we were a bit sloppy, but I think after that we grind it out, really, and that's what you have to do in games like this.
And before the game, everyone was talking about no Harry Kane. Now, nobody is talking about no Harry Kane after that 90 minutes, goals from Son and Janssen participating as well.
Yes, it's obviously a loss when you lose somebody like Harry in the team, but we're confident that we've got boys that can come in and do the jobs. You know, Sonny didn't get the chances at the start of the season, and he comes in and does what he does. So, you know, it shows that the strength and depth we've got in the squad.
You've had an excellent start in the league now, best start for 50 years. A great little tagline to go into a Champions League weekend, I suppose.
Yeah, it's very nice, but it's not something we have to rest on now. We have to get back, get recovered, and go again on Tuesday.
The Champions League has been the kind of little fly in the ointment so far this season. Going to Moscow is not going to be easy, but I suppose you'll all have thought about what happened against Monaco and try to work on stuff.
Yeah, of course we have. You know, it was disappointing in the game against Monaco, but it's an important game now against CSK, and we're going to go there and hopefully try and get the 3 points.
I imagine footballers, you know, just turn up where they need to turn up. They don't worry about where it is. The thing about Moscow is it's a long, long way. Did the players speak about that at all?
Not too much. You know, it's where it is, and it's going to be tough. You see the games away there in previous Champions Leagues. Nobody has it easy there, but it's one we have to prepare for. We have to look at their teams, who was playing, and focus on it that way.
You don't worry about a longer flight, different time zones even as well. That's not something you and the players let get to you?
No, not necessarily. All our preparation's still going to be the same. It's we have long journeys regularly. It's something we're all used to, and we just have to go and wait and see if it does take its toll on us.
And for the Champions League, you think you've got the Monaco game out of your system now? Because it was so hugely disappointing, given the fact it was at Wembley and so on and so forth. Have you sort of moved past that, do you think, for the next game?
Yeah, I think we've had a lot of games since then, and we've put in some good performances as well. So, of course, it's disappointing. The Monaco game, we were disappointed in ourselves, but it's not something we can afford to dwell on. I think in our group in the Champions League, I think everyone's going to take points off each other. It's a good little group, so it's... Yeah, it's on to the next game and get that out of our thoughts.
And exciting as well, you know, going to Moscow. I've just said it's a long way, but it's quite sort of exotic as well, a bit different.
Of course it is. It's always nice to play in different places and to experience the type of football that we're going to come up against. But it's one we're going to have to deal with, whatever they throw at us, and try and come away with the points.